Christmas Eve. Save the seat for your dad. Okay. I don't think there's much to announce, huh? Thank you. four of. What do you have? What do you have? I have 4 minutes till.
I think I want a Halo.
I think you should have one.
It's my sister's work, really.
Have they been in town?
Yeah, they've been in Asia.
Oh.
How
long have they been
there? They're 3 weeks total. They have, I guess, 1 week there.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
It sounds so great to be able to say that. Finally, we've been waiting and waiting for Christmas to come, and now here it is, Christmas Eve, and we're celebrating Christmas. We are so glad that you are all with us tonight. It is going to be a fun service, and just a couple of quick things. Hopefully everybody has bells to ring. You know what? Let's practice ringing those bells. Everybody, ring those bells. Okay. You can stop now. Quiet bells. I think that's what they say in CPNS. Show me quiet bells. Is that right? That means we just hold them. Now, we'll be ringing the bells during O Come All Ye Faithful, and we'll be ringing them at the end for Joy to the World. Now, everyone note that all of the carols we sing have the number of verses that we're going to sing. We're not singing all of them. It has the number of verses written next to them. So for O Come All Ye Faithful, carol number 41, we're going to sing the first and third verse. So let's quiet ourselves, quiet our bells, And there is a unison prayer that you'll find printed in the bulletin. We're going to begin by reading and saying that prayer together. And then we're going to stand and ring our bells and sing, "Oh, come all ye faithful." So, let's quiet, be ready, let's pray. God, give us such love and wonder that with shepherds and wise men and travelers unknown, we may adore the Holy Child, the Promised One, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Everybody stand, get those bells ready and ready to sing, "Oh, come all ye faithful." Here we go. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Okay, everybody, please be seated and put those bells on the floor until we are ready to ring and sing Joy to the World.
this is a good night, and it's a good night, because I see lots of familiar faces out there. Some I recognize, but those of you who are over 20, you've changed a little bit since you were 4 and 5 years old. But I would very much like to invite everyone who's here who has ever attended our nursery school, the Cranberry Presbyterian Nursery School, to come up. We have 3 anthems that we sing. And if you don't remember exactly the words, I have song sheets for those of you who can read now. But I would like to invite all the Cranberry Nursery School alumni
and the friends.
And bring your bell. And if you need a song sheet, come on up.
If you want to stand here, come around.
Yeah, come on, Mitchell.
Okay, Mitchell.
That's not a good place, honey. Come around.
If you want to stand here, you can, but just come around. Don't climb up.
Yeah.
Are you going to stand right there in that pocket where you are right now? All right, then come around.
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't come prepared. Do you want me to hand them out?
Oh, yes. Pass them out.
He made it. Totally. We were talking about tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
to come back up with the shepherds. That's all the songs. There's no more. Walk with me. You'll be right back up.
You'll come later, okay?
I'll save your spot for you. Bells are ringing because the gift is so fabulously wonderful. The gift of light and love have come down, and we get to celebrate that gift now by responding to God's gracious gift of Jesus Christ with the offering. So let us now receive our offering. We're going to sing together hymn number 27 in your hymn book. And as we sing that, all of the children who want to participate in our telling of the Christmas story are invited to gather in the narthex to get ready for their parts. Let us sing.
Thank you. we get to hear now God's most wonderful story, the story of Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, God born, God present among us. So I invite you, as we read the scripture and see your beautiful children acted out for us, to open your hearts and minds to hear what this story might be saying to you on this evening. It is the story that changed the world, and it has the power to change your lives this very night. Let us listen now to God's word. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world shall be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all were to be enrolled, each in their own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him up in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then suddenly, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, our Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
Thank you.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see the thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary, she treasured all the words and pondered them in her heart. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed this star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written by the prophet, 'And in Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go and pay homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out. And there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down, and they paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That's right. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, the wise men left for their own country by another road. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. And the child, he grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The wonders of God's love are indeed many and plentiful and begin just with these lovely young children. Thank you for being with us tonight, and go out into the world to follow the star, to find the wonder, to share the love, and may that very love of Jesus Christ be with you and keep you this day and every day. Merry Christmas. Thank you.